In South Africa, violence has spread to the eastern operations of world number 3 platinum producer Lonmin, raising concerns of deadly unrest flaring again after 44 people were killed this month in labor strife. Lonmin said only about 13% of its 23-strong workforce has shown up Monday morning. The killings have focused the world's attention on working conditions in the country's mining industry. Martin Han, a mining specialist with the International Labour Organization, says since the end of apartheid, South Africa has taken significant steps to improve these conditions.
South Africa has done quite a lot, actually, to improve the situation as regards safety and health in mines in the last years. There have been a fruitful decade of changes ever since 1994. A lot of legislative change has happened in South Africa, and there's also been very serious efforts in making better implementation happen on the ground. In addition to that, a lot of the large companies, and especially Chamber of Mines, have together with the workers tried to improve the situation. Nevertheless, there's still lots to be done, and especially when we look at the fact that this is a very important industry for South Africa, it seems that South Africa should do more still to further bring down fatalities in mines and to also address the other related issues, such as death through silicosis and diseases that typically can be contracted by miners.